Been good to be here so far. Been good to be in the house of the Lord this evening. We was at church at I-10. Just before we come here, that's why we come in a little late, because we had a service down there. And it's good to know that the Lord has enough confidence in us, amen, to be able to go from place to place and do our best for Him, do our best to do what He's called us to do.
Amen.
He didn't call us to sit down on Him, amen. He never sat down on me. Amen. When He went to that cross, I believe He didn't have a second thought about it. Amen. Right. He went to that cross for me and for you. Amen. Everything He did it, amen, with passion. He did it with love in His heart.
Amen.
He went to the cross with love in His heart. Amen. He saved the blind folk. He healed them with love in His heart. He healed the sick with love in His heart.
Yeah.
Amen. And why should I think that I'm any better, amen, or that I'm any worse? That I can sit down on the calling that He's placed in my life for all that He's done for me. Amen. So if you got your Bibles, turn with me if you will. I'm going to be preaching a message tonight that's been burning on my heart this week and maybe the last couple of weeks. Amen. And you know, a lot of times when a preacher preaches a message, a lot of times, most of the time, it hits that preacher first before it gets to the congregation. Amen. And just think, before you get, I got it first. Amen. And I hope to encourage you tonight. I hope to give you some words from the Word of God. Amen. That'll send you on into the next year. Amen. With joy in your heart,
yes,
and encouragement in your heart. Amen. And something that could help you along the way. Maybe stir up a little bit the gift that God has given you. I don't know, maybe water a little bit the seed that's done been planted, as Dad has talked about through his message, through the Word and the songs. But I'll tell you what, this message had hit me hard earlier this week, and I know if you're anything like me, amen, the Lord can use it to give you strength and encouragement for the year to come. If you got your Bible, turn with me to the book of Joshua. We're going to start out in chapter 1, and we've got a few scriptures to go to tonight. But we're going to try to start in chapter 1 of the book of Joshua, one of my favorites passages of Scripture, amen. This is a Scripture full of encouragement. Amen. As we come to this point, we see that Moses, amen, the leader of the children of Israel for many years, has just recently died. Amen. And the children of Israel are stuck on one side of the Jordan. Amen. And God is wanting to get them over the other side. Amen. But they need a leader, amen, to help them get to that point. Hey, and Joshua, being Moses' minister, amen, was elected by God, amen, to fulfill the role and stand in the gap to fill the void that was left when Moses died, amen, back in the wilderness.
Wow.
Here's the point we come to. Joshua chapter 1, it says, "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel.
Right.
Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and under the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast." Now notice this next few verses here. "There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee.
That's right.
I be strong and of a good courage.
Yes.
For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." And the last verse I'll read here, verse 9, "Have I not commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Amen. Amen. That's a good word tonight. Amen. It encourages me just reading it, amen, to the congregation tonight. And I hope that everybody within the hearing of this message, amen, has broken up their fallow ground. Amen. And the ground of the heart has been stirred up. And amen, by all the events that's happened this evening already. And the seed can go out and be planted. Amen. And produce multiple fruits. Amen. As you go out into the new year. But amen, he told Joshua here, Joshua had a job to do. Amen. And he told him that he was going to have to go over the Jordan River. Amen. And they were going to have to go into the land and possess the land that God had ordained for them to have. Hey, way back in Genesis when he had promised it to Abraham. Amen. And the promise passed on down from Abraham to Isaac. And Isaac passed on down to Jacob. And so on and so forth until we find, amen, that the children of Israel that came out of the loins of Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, amen, found themselves in this place right here. Right before the crossing over the Jordan into the land that God had promised them. Many obstacles they had to overcome. One of the greatest ones we know of, amen, is when they had to go, amen, to Jericho and fight that great city. Amen, a wall that was so humongous. Amen, there was houses on top of the wall. Amen, it looked like nothing could bring it down. Hey, but amen, once they obeyed God, they found out who was in charge. Amen, and God was in charge the whole time. But amen, they had to be of good courage. Amen. Amen, that's what God, in the beginning of their journey, amen, had told them to be of good courage no less. Then three times did he tell them, be of good courage.
Yes.
Why? Because he said, I've given you the land already. Amen. I've already put it in your hands. It's in your grasp. All you have to do is reach out and take it. Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Blessing, Lord.
Well, this message has been burning me up. I tell you what. I don't know how many timid Christians there are in the house.
Bless you, Lord.
But I'll be the first to admit I've been one for a long time.
Amen.
Say, what do you mean? Well, I'm shy. I don't like to get in front of people and talk. I'm very shy. I stutter a lot. And I don't know what to say. And the only thing I feel comfortable about is when I'm behind my guitar. A lot of times when I'm trying to talk and I've got a guitar, you can't hear me because I'm strumming the whole time. And that's just the way I am. I'm just that kind of person, that kind of personality. I'm not one to be bold about things, even though I know I should be. That's one of the greatest spiritual battles in my life that I have to overcome daily. And time after time, God has to remind me, amen, that I need to step out and be a little more bolder in my faith.
Yeah.
Be a little more bold in my worship, amen.
Yeah,
don't be afraid to let a good rip-roaring shout out every now and then. May seem loud now, but I ain't always been. And I ain't like this until I get back behind the pulpit because I ain't like it on my own. But I'm telling you,
bless his heart.
Amen. Don't be a timid Christian any longer. Bible tells us to go before the throne of grace.
Yes.
Boldly, amen. To approach the throne of grace. Why? Because if you're a child of God. Amen. God is your Father. Amen. That He wants to give you. It's His good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Amen.
Right. That's the word.
God told Joshua here. Amen. I know you got to lead a whole multitude of nations. And He could have picked anybody out of that whole lot of people. He picked Joshua. Why? Because Joshua was closest to the man of God. Joshua was the one to step in and stand in the gap, just like Elisha was for Elijah.
That's right.
Just like Timothy was for Paul.
Yes.
Amen. There's a lot of two-by-twos in the Bible, if you think about it.
That's right, brother.
Amen. But I'm telling you, he told Joshua to be of good courage. And you'll find as you read on down a little bit later, Joshua had a little bit of courage about himself. But he began to relay the message to the children of Israel. He began to tell them, I'll be of good courage because I've spoken to the Lord, or He spoke to me. Hey, man, He's already given us the land that we're going to go forth and we're going to conquer it.
Right.
The problem is we don't see what God has given us. All we see is the obstacles it's going to take to get there.
Come on, brother.
Amen. We see the walls of Jericho.
Amen.
We see the land filled with giants and we're but as grasshoppers.
Right.
Amen. We see all these things that are negative. We see the waves and rolling and raging in the sea. Amen. And we begin to seek, amen, on top of that water.
Wow.
Instead of seeing the Savior, amen, who can just with a word speak, peace be still. We don't have to worry about it right now.
Yes. Good preaching.
We have our eyes on the end goal.
That's right.
We have our eyes, amen, on the kingdom.
Come on, brother.
We have it on the land. Do we have it on the promised land? Or do we have it on the things that are going on in this world today?
Amen.
People are wringing their hands. Amen. Worried to death about who the next president is going to be in office. Who he's going to pick for his cabinet people. And who's all this stuff. And what kind of allegiance he has with other nations. But I'm telling you, is God still on the throne or not?
Oh, amen.
Yeah.
Amen, God. The Bible said He's King of Kings.
Yes, thank God.
And Lord of Lords.
Amen, brother.
Amen, how shame we ought to be worried to death about what's going on in the government today. Amen, the Bible tells us to pray for those in higher authority than us. Pray for our leaders. Amen, God will take care of that. I'm telling you. God wants to bless you tonight.
Yes.
God wants to bless your 2017.
Amen, brother.
Amen. I'm here to tell you today, when you go forth into 2017, I'll be of good courage. Amen.
Yes.
Because God has given you the land.
Amen.
Need to be boldly going out. Amen. And relying and trusting in the Lord. Others, a verse that come to my mind. I haven't read this verse in a long time. But it just came to my mind earlier this week and I could not let it go. Amen. Matthew chapter 11, verse 12 says, "And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force." Amen.
Yeah.
He was speaking of John the Baptist.
That's
here.
Right.
Just before this, he asked the people, amen, as the disciples of John departed, when they asked if he was the Lord or not, he asked his disciples and the multitude, "What were you out in the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? A man clothed with soft raiment? Amen, did they expect somebody who was limp-wristed? Amen, and not bold enough to proclaim the kingdom of God? Did they expect somebody who was meek and mild? Amen. John the Baptist came forth eating locusts and wild honey. He was clothed. Amen. In goat's skin. Amen. This was a man who was bold. Amen. And he was beginning to talk about John, what kind of man he was. Amen. He was not afraid. Amen. To speak the truth. Amen. When he came to Philip. Amen. And he came to the king over there. He told him, "It's not of God for you to have your brother's wife." Amen. And because of that, amen, he was beheaded and he had his life taken. Amen. But God was with him and John didn't worry a bit about it.
Right.
So what does that mean, the violent take it by force? I've studied this a little bit. Studied it some up today.
Think about it.
You get to think about this, and boy, did it open my eyes when I began to see all the different places in the Bible where people had taken the kingdom, amen, and laid hold on the promises by force, by sheer will and determination.
Right.
That they was going to make heaven their home. And that they was going to let God be God. And that they was going to get victory one day after a while.
Right.
Abraham, amen, believed God's promises. And it was counted to him for righteousness. Amen. And Moses, amen, went through the wilderness with the children of Israel. Was no doubt angered at them and worried to death about them. Amen. And aggravated with them. But he kept going on for the sake of God.
Yes.
Amen. And there's all kinds of other people in the Bible.
Right.
Who took the kingdom by force.
Yes,
I'm reminding people of the New Testament. Amen. Mentioned earlier about people being healed. Amen. I'm reminded of blind Bartimaeus. Over in the wayside of begging.
Right.
Amen. Calling out, "Jesus, Jesus. Oh, thou son of David, have mercy on me." Amen. And he began to cry the louder.
Right.
And they told him to hold his peace. Amen. And he would begin to cry all the louder, saying, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." Amen. We find Jesus said to come to him, and the disciples come to God and told him to be of comfort. "Rise, he calleth thee." Amen. This was a man who would not shut up. Amen. He would not bow down to the crowd. Amen. He knew what he was after, and he took it by force.
Yes.
"Be it unto your faith according unto thee." I'm reminded of the woman who had the issue of blood. 12 years.
Right.
Oh, what a long time. Hey, man, to deal with something. Hey, man, that has you bound down. Hey, man, what a long time. How to suffer, amen. Many of you here maybe have been a long time suffering with something. Amen. You maybe need to give it to God tonight. I don't know. Hey, but this woman, amen, she was so determined.
Yeah.
A lot of people miss this. She was so determined to get to Jesus. Amen. She cut line.
That's right.
Jesus was on his way to heal the daughter of Jairus. Amen. A ruler of the Jews. And as Jairus had got there first, amen, he was going on his way to heal her, his daughter. Amen. And this woman cut line. Amen. She got right in there among the crowd, touched the hem of his garment. Amen. And she became whole.
That's right.
Amen. And on the way to Jairus' house, it was done too late. They caught him because Jairus' daughter, the little damsel, had died.
Yeah. You might.
And he finally got to Jairus' house. Amen. And he said, Talitha kumi, which means interpretation, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. Amen. Why did she get healed? Because Jairus took it by force.
Right.
Jairus was going to take hold on God.
Yes.
Amen. And the woman that was with an issue of blood, she looked at the physicians. Amen. She had spent all that she had.
Yeah.
Amen. It was none the better, but rather grew worse. And when she finally got to Jesus, she said, I'm giving it all. I've got nothing left to lose. Amen. I'm going to take it by force. And she grabbed the garment of the Savior, and he felt the virtue go out.
Amen.
When you've got nothing left to lose,
amen,
you'll try God then.
That's right.
Amen. She didn't have nothing else. Amen. But I tell you, before I get to that point, before you find yourself in a pit of place called hell, I cry out to God, knowing that there's nothing left to lose and it's too late. Before you get to that point, why not come?
Yeah.
Hey, and say right now, I'm going to take the kingdom and I'm going to take God's promises by force.
Yeah. Amen.
If this new year is in God's hands and you're one of His children, His children, amen, you believe it's God's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And you believe that if you ask of Him a piece of bread, He wouldn't give you a stone.
Yeah.
And if you ask of Him an egg, He wouldn't give you a serpent.
Yeah.
Amen. Then you know that you can go forth in 2017, not a timid creature. Amen. But a new creature. Amen. Who is a joint heir of Christ Himself. Amen. And is a child of the King. Amen. A King who owns a cattle on top of 1,000 hills, and He owns a cattle thereon. He has the whole world wrapped up in the palm of His hands.
Yeah.
Hey, and ain't nothing that ISIS or anybody else can do about it.
Right.
Amen. If you believe in that, then go forth in 2017, believing that God will keep you. Amen.
Right. Right.
Bless the Lord.
Yes, thank God.
Boy, this stirred all over me. Be of good courage. Amen. If you want something done, you got to go out and do it. Amen. Don't be timid and sit down on the back burner and say, well, one of these days, God's going to bring it to me. Amen. You'll dry up and you'll die like that.
Amen.
A lot of us are like that.
Yeah.
I've been like that several times.
Yeah.
Amen.
I got whooped about it every single time.
Me too, bro.
And there comes a point where you have to make a choice.
Yes.
Does it hurt worse to get a whooping over something and not do it? Or does it hurt worse to just do what God told you to do in the first place?
Yeah.
Fear overtakes us. We don't realize that if we just get out of the boat, step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper, amen, that God will carry us most of the way there.
That's right.
Amen. I found it to be true in life. Amen. The devil will try to whisper every little thing in your mind. He'll try to whisper every little thing in your ear, get you to believe that it's going to be the hardest thing you've ever done to walk down that aisle.
Yes.
Give your heart to Christ. But it's not.
That's right, brother.
It's not. There's people in this building right now, I told you, that will tell you it's the best thing they ever did.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
There's people right now that will tell you if you'll just take the first step.
Yeah.
That's all it takes.
That's right.
Why? Because then you've got a foot in the door.
Amen.
And you can move.
after that.
You may feel paralyzed right now. But I tell you what,
come on, brother.
You just let go of the grip of that pew and you walk right up here. Let me tell you something. God will be here.
Right.
Amen. We just read in Joshua. Amen. That I won't leave you. I'll go with you to the promised land. Amen. I'll go with you wherever you go.
Amen.
He told, amen, we hear about Ruth that your people will be my people.
Yes.
And your God will be my God. Amen. And God wants to be your God today. In 2017. This old year, I don't have a watch, I don't know what time it is. But I'm telling you, the time is ticking and it's getting closer and closer to next year.
That's right, amen.
And I don't want you to go into next year afraid. Wringing your hands, worried to death.
Right.
About what tomorrow holds.
Amen, brother.
I want you to go home tonight after you come down from the spiritual high and lay your head on your bed. On your pillow and be happy.
Amen.
Rejoice.
Yes.
That your name is written in the heavens.
That's right. That's what matters.
Yeah. Want you to be able to lay your head down on the bed. Amen. And be thankful for the things that God has given you this year.
Yes.
Look forward to the things that God's going to do in you and for you next year. Maybe for somebody else through you. We talked about the kingdom of heaven. There's another place, Luke 16:16, that says, talking about the preaching of the kingdom of heaven, it says
right.
the people press into it. The
yes.
Press. Right. They strive.
Right.
The Bible says strive to enter the great gate, the straight gate.
Amen.
Amen. Because many is going to seek to enter there and won't be able to.
Right.
We've got to be striving. Amen. We have to strive.
Yeah.
There's some enduring to do.
Right.
Amen. It ain't all a bed of roses. Amen. All that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. That's the Bible.
Right.
Amen. But if we're ready for it, if we've got God on our side,
yeah.
We're on God's side, if God be for us, who can be against us?
Right? Yes.
We're more than conquerors through Him that loved us. I'm reminded of Jesus in John chapter 2, just after the marriage supper of Cana. They found themselves in Capernaum. He was about to go into the temple, and as he was, he found that there was people selling all kinds of sacrifices that weren't right, they were blemished, and they weren't, amen, they was doing it just for money rags, all
wow.
It was.
Swapping game.
He goes in there, and it says he made a scourge of small cords. He drove them all out of the temple.
Right.
And the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money all through the tables. And said to them that sold doves, take these things hence, make not my Father's house. And house of merchandise. Another place he says, my Father's house is a house of prayer. But you made it into a den of thieves.
Yes.
Right.
Amen. Now that violence in that sense, amen, was Jesus, amen. He had the holy boldness and he loved the Father so much and the house so much. It even says later on down that the disciples remembered, I believe it was Psalm 119 somewhere, that the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. He was so zealous for his Father and for the Father's kingdom
right.
That he was insulted that they do that in his house.
Right.
Yes.
Amen. As the Son, he's the inheritor of that house. And he
right.
Has to protect that house.
Right.
That's what he was doing. Protecting his house. But the violence that I'm talking about today is not a terrorist violence where they go out there and they'll blow themselves up and all this other stuff. I ain't talking about that. That's a different kind of violence altogether. The Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
That's right.
Amen, but spiritual. They're spiritual.
Yes.
But they are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds.
That's it.
Right.
Amen. Us as Christians, we need to realize we have an arsenal, a weaponry called the whole armor of God.
Amen.
Amen. We have the sword of the Spirit. Amen. We have the shield of faith. We have the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation. Amen. We have all these things. We even have prayer. A lot of people believe that, but prayer is another weapon there.
Yes.
Yeah. It's part of the armor. We have these things. God has equipped us as soldiers
yes.
For Him to go out on the battlefield.
Amen.
And wage war against the enemy. If we're going to enter the kingdom, me and you are going to have to wage war against the enemy.
That's
amen.
Right.
We have to take the kingdom. By force. That's,
amen, what,
that's any rule of war is you got to keep going until one side wins. And I want to be on the winning side. Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Paul said in Philippians 3:14, First of all, verse 13. Brethren, I count on myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, this year's about over with. We look back on the year with memories, good memories, bad memories, but those things are about to pass away.
Yes.
All things are about to come new. He says, I forget those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before.
That's right. Yes.
I press. I've never noticed that. But that is what he's talking about. When he says, the violent take it by force, he's striving, he is pressing. There's an old gospel song that says, press on.
Right.
It won't be very long. Amen. Press. Amen. Come up against the enemy and hold them back and press into them. I press toward the mark for the prize
of
the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. There's a prize to be won. Paul, I wonder if he wasn't a gamer. He loved the games. It seemed like he talked about running races. He talked about the prizes, winning prizes. He talked about crowns.
Yes.
He even talked about fighting with beasts at Ephesus.
Yes.
I wonder if he wasn't a big fan of those type of things. Because, why? Because everybody sees things in their own, based on their own, the way they are.
Right.
I see a lot of things that, related to music. A lot of people that like football games and all that, they might compare things to football or compare things to basketball. Back then, the parables was used a lot for fishermen, farmers, cattle raisers and all these things. But Paul said, I press toward the mark.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look back, go forward.
That's right.
He said in Hebrews 12, looking unto Jesus,
right,
the author and finisher of our faith. That's who our example is. We look unto Jesus in this next year coming. Amen. So that we'll have a prize to be won.
Right.
And we have the right perspective on things. We don't look at the things that are surrounding us and the bad things that's going on in the world. We keep our eyes on the prize. That's the old saying. Keep your eyes on the prize. If you ever play baseball, they say keep your eye on the ball.
Right.
If you don't, you'll miss it every time.
Amen.
We've got to keep our eye on the prize. Not on the circumstances. Not on the problems, but on the prize, on the promises, on the hope that was mentioned earlier. That's what we've got to keep our mind focused on. Because let me tell you, the devil knows some tricks.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows how to get your mind off of the prize. Knows how to get it off there. One more thing, and then I'm going to close. I know it's getting close to time to switch over. Amen. Get ready to pray in the old year, pray out the old year and in the new year, but there's two more places I'm thinking of here. One of them was the woman who came to the son, asked him to heal her daughter. And then she was possessed. Amen. And Jesus told her that it's not meet to give the children's bread to dogs. But she strove, she pressed, and took by force the promises of God.
Yes,
she said, even the dogs eat
crumbs
from the master's table. Amen. There's people in the Bible that had that kind of faith.
Right.
Tenacity. You want to think of it that way? It's in violence. Think of tenacity.
Right.
They held on for dear life.
Yeah.
Would not let go. That was this kind of woman here.
Mm-hmm.
And there's many places in the Bible where Jesus said, I've not seen this kind of faith anywhere in Israel.
That's right.
One more place. And then I'll close. It says, in Genesis chapter 32, it talks about Jacob and Esau. And Jacob, if you remember, had stolen Esau's birthright by pretending to be him.
Yes.
He was a supplanter. He was a trickery kind of person. That's what his name means. But there came a time where that came back against him. And in Genesis 32, we find that Esau was come out to meet Jacob.
Yeah.
And Jacob began to worry. He began to send all kinds of camels, livestock, jewelry, gold, presents of all kinds to appease his brother's wrath.
Yeah.
He hadn't seen him in many years. And while that was going on, he began to, by night, he escaped another way.
Yeah.
And we find that Jacob was there. It says he was there all alone. His wives were there. You know what comes down to it? Amen. You have to face God alone. When judgment comes, your friends won't be there
That's right.
to answer for you. Buddies won't be there to answer for you. Schoolmates won't be there to answer for you. Mom and Daddy won't be there to answer for you. You'll be all alone with God.
Right.
And the same thing will happen when it comes time for you to make your decision to be with the Lord.
Guilty.
You may be in the middle of church, but right then and there, it's you and God. You'll be all alone with Him. And there's a decision to be made. Jacob's decision was, there was a man that came to visit him. I believe this man was an angel of God. And he wrestled with him all evening.
Right.
Till the break of day. And the angel finally said, he said, let me go.
Yeah.
And Jacob held on with the tenacity of a bulldog.
Right. Until you bless me.
He said, except thou bless me, I will not let go.
Right.
The angel asked him, what is thy name? I believe he's amazed.
Yeah.
What is thy name? He said, Jacob. He said, henceforth, your name is not Jacob. It's Israel.
Right.
Because like a prince, you fought against the Lord.
Right.
You stood against the Lord. His whole name, his whole legacy was changed. Why? Because he held on. And he took the blessing by force. Amen. God has ordained each and every one of us as children of the King to go forth in this next year and take His promises.
Right.
By force. Not let the devil have them. Fight against him from stealing them. I believe it might have been either Paul or it might have been in Revelation where it's talked about, let no man take thy crown. That's what we've got to do in this next year.
Yes.
If we mean business with God, we better mean business with God. We better start taking some things back from the enemy. There's an old song. I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what the devil stole. Are you going to be a Christian this year that people look at and think, well, they're awful timid. They ain't really much about them. Or are you going to be the kind of person, amen, that goes out there, a soldier of the Lord, believing in God's promises, not letting anything deter you from what you received of God.
Yeah.
Even Paul, when he's about to be shipwrecked, he told the men, I believe it, even as it was told me, that if we abide in the ship, we'll be saved.
Right.
We need to start taking God His word.
Yes.
Too long we haven't. I'm saying old me right now.
And
at this time, if you have a need on your heart, you're more than welcome to come. I'm going to ask for two verses of a song. Because I know we're about to have another prayer. Two verses of a song. If you would come and get one just as I am or whatever's on your heart. We're not going to tarry long. Search your heart today. It's between you and God. You want a better 2017 than you had in 2016. And you want to have more of God, you want to have more of God's promises. Today is the day to make the decision. As you say.